I prepare our high selves by asking to have any blocks to this work cleared. Clear all blocks from alpha to omega, all levels, layers, and depths of creation, below chart three, on chart three, and above chart three. Clear our high selves of all programs, discordants, separates, extra souls of all categories. Clear our high selves to the new paradigm of radiant love and beyond. Download the latest information and knowledge and ensure understanding, wisdom, truth, love, and light. Ensure 100% assimilation. Shield and align, close all openings to other dimensions, and triple shield to the power of three times three with light. Close access portals to the new paradigm and leave only the appropriate number open for our high selves to work. Clear single and double addictions to portals, functions, and committees, and remove extreme fatigue and exhaustion, and guarantee they won't go back. Remove all extra links and align with spirit and one line of communication. Protect our high selves from picking up any programs that we are working with today. Please protect us from any adverse electromagnetic interference or enemy patterning. Prep our committees as you did our high selves. Update, upgrade, educate, and elevate all committees, angels, guardian angels, and ensure they are at the radiant love at the new paradigm. Remove any extra links in the chain. Ensure minimum number and maximum efficiency, and align with our high selves. Please prep us as you did our high selves in our committees. Remove extra souls of all categories. Ensure that there is only one soul in the body. Clear our 13 original bodies of any negative programming. Align us with our high self committees. Clear the channels of communication to our high selves. Bring us to a neutral space and bring our egos to less than 3% and ensure that we are all working with our high selves today. And clear us of any abdication energy.
We come to you today to explain to you the mystery of who you are. You know yourself in body, in blood, in breath. You know your mind, your skin, your feelings. But what you may not be privy to is a far more expansive view of yourself, who you are, and how you fit in to this realm. There is nothing about you that is solid. You have more space within your body and all of its parts than you do any sort of solid matter. And within the space that can be identified with your scientific tools are actually filaments of light that hold for you your soul's expression. And then within the filaments of light, they reach out farther out of your physicality to other parts of your soul's expression. You have higher levels of being that are connected to you through these filaments at all times. They know your every thought and your every feeling, and in many ways, they walk with you on your particular life tour on this planet. And now take that further out as these filaments expand in all directions to other aspects of your soul that are also having life tours on this planet, mostly at different times than you are. And so we remove the idea that time is linear. And we see time as a spiral, And as we do, you can find aspects of your soul having their own experiences in different timelines, in different decades, in different centuries, on different parts of the planet. As you recognize yourself to be not matter and not only here in this present moment, you can also recognize that you can move, say it again, the filaments reach out through dimensions of time and space. And as they do, they reach out to other points of other beings who are also having their experiences. And so in some ways, here you are, all are one, because from a very far expanded field, you do connect into a grid in which everyone else is connected and lit up. And so you have within this grid a consciousness of the masses and a communication that reaches far out from where you sit now. So take a moment to feel this. This is Randy speaking, and what they're showing me is that one of the beings here is sort of tapping on the grid in a way that we should all feel a little bit of a vibration, like a little tingle maybe, or something moving in the system. We desire that you wake up to understand the greatness of who you are, because your power lies in knowing this. You do not have to stay small and within a boundary that is a physical body, or that is a boundary that is a medical system, or the boundary that is a chronological age system. You need not stay within those boundaries, because in truth, although your body walks the planet, your energy field far surpasses anything that you experience here, with no memory of who you really are. Your medical system, while well-meaning in one way they're well-meaning, and they study the science and biology of the body to understand how it works within itself, how it functions, and mostly they understand illness and how illness functions. But what your modern medical system does not do is have an understanding of all the externalized information that goes into creating either illness or wellness. That, along with the fact that they are often co-opted to be financially secure more than medically sound, and that in many ways they are pulled towards making money more than they are pulled towards healing, and in many ways they're pulled towards spending money on illness eradication more than they are around spending money on the support of a high vibration of wellness, that funnels people into a system that is designed to promote illness, dis-ease, and financial expenditure. It is no longer the pure basis of keeping people well and supporting them on their physical journey. And so here we sit tonight, questioning what now? Here we sit tonight with a message for you to allow you to know that even while that system exists for you as needed and as you choose to be within that system, as you choose to receive benefit from that system, there's also another internalized and expansive system from which you can take part. And your body knows exactly how to connect to that system. We ask you to do a little exercise with us, everyone in the room, silently. If there's any part of your body that hurts, if there's any part of your body that may be sick, if there's any part of your body that's tired, we'd like you to put your hand on that part of the body, and you can all close your eyes if it's more comfortable. Place your hand anywhere you need to on your body. And silently ask your body, what would it take for you to heal this? And just wait. Wait for insight, for thought, for a picture, an image. And ask your body, what is this telling me? What is this connected to? And wait. And if there's something emotional that issue is connected to, and by emotional I mean stressful, difficult, scary, confusing, any of those things, and your body has let you know this is connected to something scary, confusing, etc., you can begin to talk to your body about how you feel about that situation. You may tell your body, I'm ready to resolve the situation, or I wasn't aware that it was bothering me that much. You can talk to your body about anything that comes up for you as you connect into this level of intelligence. And when you're ready, just place your hands down again and relax. Your connection with your body is your first go-to. Your body exists with its own intelligence, built solely to carry your soul through this lifetime. And in so doing, it wants nothing but more than to please you. And your body will express to you what you are telling your body. Now from there, you have a host of higher level aspects of yourself that are also ready to be supportive, caring, and healing. And you can also reach out to them through your heart center. So take a moment now and drop your awareness into your heart. Imagine a column of light moving out through your heart center. And as you follow that column of light, send your thought out through that column. Higher levels, take command of my health and healing. Take command of my health and healing now. Notice how you feel or what thoughts come to you. And even more so, there are healing guides in the field for all of humanity. These healing guides also connect into our grid system and feel into the lines of information that you are putting out into the field. So using your intention, you can send a thought, a command, a wish out into this beautiful grid of light. And these healing guides are ready and waiting to receive the requests. And using your intentions and them using their intentions, there is a connection made and healing information comes through. You may be able to feel this now. Breathe and receive. Sometimes the healing comes in the form of a new energy, an attunement or an upgrade. Other times, the healing comes through in an idea or a synchronicity to know this is my next step, or why didn't I think of that already? I should make that phone call. You do not have to be your own doctor. You do not have to be your own Google. You do not have to know on a deep level how your body systems work. There is an entire structure within the grid that is here to support you in your healing. And as you connect into that grid, you can also ask for lines of light to move into your glands and organs, upgrading, healing, speeding up. You may receive medication that you decide to take that allows your body a kickstart into a new way of being, into a new way of balance. And after a while, your body understands and has taken in that wisdom and begins to move forward again. Of course, you may find that your emotions need to be cleared to open a path for your body to take in more light. We wish you to know that you are far more expansive than just a particular system in your body chugging along, aging you, helping you feel sluggish, but instead You have all the capacity you need to reach out into this world of chi, of light, of prana, of energy that exists here. And all you need to do that is to know that it exists for you, because the medical system structure will not tell you. You will not learn it in school. You most likely will not learn it in your religious institutions. And so you come here tonight and we light up the grid, this beautiful grid of light, which you are all sitting in and all connected. And we fill this space with palpable energy for you to have your experience of what you are plugged into at all times. We raise your vibration. We open your mind. And from here, you can ask all of your chakras to open and clear. Do that now. Back in front. Ask your body to begin to vibrate more quickly from 300,000 megahertz to 450,000 megahertz. Vibrate more quickly to 600,000 megahertz. And even faster to 750,000 megahertz. Feel it. You are made of light. You're made of moving light. You're made of light that holds conscious intelligence. You are allowed to turn your light on. This is your birthright. This is what you are built to do, and this is what has been hidden from you. You are allowed now to take back all of your parts and pieces, power and energy, and you can call those in right now. I take back all of my parts and pieces, my power and my energy. And call back all your fragments, healed, whole, and healthy. As you do so, you may feel your midline light up, like a column of light moving up, straight up through your body and out through the crown of your head, reaching, reaching, reaching out towards the sun. Where you can connect into the sun's energy, healing, wise, and pull it down. Down the column of light, all the way back into your body and being, filling yourself up. With this beautiful star that is here for you. And as you move it into your body, ask your body to expand out 30 feet in diameter. This is your birthright to know yourself as the energy that you are. Complete.
Before the messages started, we had chart 16, fall of consciousness being cleared. And this item on this chart was fall from grace. And that was having to do with our belief that our bodies are broken, that there's something wrong with us. So even before the messages started coming through, just reminding ourselves that we are perfect as we are, and it is our belief and this separation and this brokenness that is an illusion. Then when they were talking about there being nothing solid about us, we were on chart 15, I am level consciousness programming. And what was being cleared there were dysfunctions of the I am level consciousness. Next, they were talking about the light reaching out other parts through our soul and those filaments. When they were talking about all of that, we were on chart 11, soul energy programming. And there were two items being cleared here. One was dysfunctions of soul consciousness, and the other one was miasma of the soul. Next, when they were continuing to talk about the consciousness of the masses, I think it was, and the communication, I can't even remember what. Anyway, so this is where we were at our chart that is that collective group quantum leap chart. And on this one, chart 18, the higher level blocks, what was being cleared here was blocks from gods over the sun. And how I understand this item is when we agree to incarnate here, there are certain rules that, like the creators or whatever, that we agree to play by these rules. And so what this is saying, that these blocks that we've agreed to, we no longer need to walk in ignorance, right? Like, we agree to come because we have lessons to learn. And this is saying we've learned those lessons and we can gain our wisdom back that we agreed to forget. And so that item is clearing so that we can have conscious memory of the things that we agreed to forget.
And that really is the time right now, is that we are, you know, starting to remember. There's a push to remember that the higher level consciousness is vibrating faster in an effort for us to have these memories come back.
Right. And then we went into the tapping and vibrating. So then the next part, remember they said there's a tapping, or you might feel a tapping or vibration. And so another level on this higher level blocks chart was being cleared at that time when we were being asked to feel the vibration. And what was being cleared there was beings of God consciousness. So that is okay. Like, so we cleared the ignorance of this realm. And then we put back in, like, that we are these beings and this God consciousness, that we have access to this instead of the ignorance that we agreed to. Then when they were talking about extending beyond all, like, that we don't really have these boundaries, that we can extend beyond them, beyond these bodies, beyond this medical system and all of that, we were on chart 8B, which is other archetypes pre-programmed before creation. And freedom was being cleared there. Next, we spent a long time on this item. And I realized it was when they were talking about describing all the issues in our medical system. And then we were being asked to put our hands on our body. So during that whole section, we were on this item for quite a while. And this was chart 20, refining consciousness. And we were all receiving clearing to our conscious, subconscious, all DNA, chromosomes, paths, compartments, and levels at all levels of consciousness. And this is when we were being asked to put our hands on our bodies so that we were able to clear and receive more that was coming in. Then when we were being asked to talk to our bodies, and tap into our bodies. Chart 19, How to Change Your Life. That chart's called How to Change Your Life. And we had three items cleared here during our body scan. One was blocks to knowing. The second one was blocks to awareness. And then when we were being asked to talk to our body and say, hey, I haven't noticed that before, or are you ready to release that? Letting go of the old is what was being cleared there. I love how spot on this stuff is sometimes. Then there, when they were talking about like, talk to your body, go to it first, and it's going to tell you what it needs. Chart 20, refining consciousness in harmony at the one level was being cleared there, so that you could come into harmony with your body. Next, when we were asking for our higher levels to take command of our health and our healing, chart 10A, miscellaneous blocks were being cleared. And there were two big ones here, and it was coming through that these are the big ones that really keep us stuck in the way that our bodies currently function. And one is genetic beliefs. Like, we have great belief in genetics and that controls everything. And so any blocks that we have around that were being cleared. And then also the cellular memory that we have, right? So not just from this body, this lifetime, but that was passed to us through our biology and through our lineages. So those two items were being cleared. When they were talking about, I can't even remember what it was, they were talking about like you may be able to breathe, or you should breathe or something. We were taken to chart two, and chart two talks about the different themes, challenges, and soul qualities that we pick for our lives. Like, so when we want to incarnate, we pick certain things to work on. And by the agreeance of being here in this realm, all of us have picked health and fitness as one of those things. And so there was a clearing to that. And that was the themes and challenges. So it was coming up as like, hey, you all actually don't realize, but you picked a theme or a challenge to your life to be with your health. And so some clearing around that. So like, just maybe deciding that maybe we don't need that anymore. yeah. And then you do not have to be your, oh, when it was saying like, you don't have to be your own doctor and your own Google and your own this and your own that. We were on chart 8A, which is inner archetypes, and we were receiving clearings to our maternal and our healer archetypes. Then when they were talking about a kickstart, we all received a spiritual kick. And what that was shown to me as is whatever you were working on earlier when you were directed to go into your body and find that issue in your body, that as you worked with that, there's a spiritual kick, which means it's just a little extra oomph to help you. So be sure you go back to that area that you identified tonight, and you continuously go back and work on that, because you've got the extra oomph to work on that now. Then during the whole part when they were talking about vibrating, we were going between charts 9A and charts 9B. 9A is the mineral and vitamins chart, and 9B is food, diet, health, and wellness. And it was actually similar to the other day. It was just going around and it was saying, download this for this person, clear this for this person. But of course, it's happening all at the same time. So I don't have individual, but that just happened for each of you according to your need. And remember, this is energetic. So it was all of the food, diet, health, well-being, minerals. And actually, I'm supposed to read the ones on this 9B. I forgot about that. Because specifically, these are the things that are really the most important, like the minerals and vitamins. That's all a thing. But here are the most important themes that they wanted us to know, that are the keys to our health and well-being: constructive thoughts, positive emotions, spiritual support and meditation, intimate relations and sex, life meaning, recreation, rest, fresh air, exercise, diet, and water. Like, those were the things. There's a lot of things on these charts, but those were the ones that I was told to read out loud. Next, when they were talking about that we are made of light and this is our birthright, we were all receiving a brain cell restructuring. And then when we were being asked to call back all parts, we were on chart 24, rebirthing our conscious minds. And what was being cleared there were active memories. Again, it really, this thread that runs throughout is that we think about our bodies, we believe about our bodies and how they're made and how they function in a certain way, and therefore they do. And so it really is that idea of, can we open up beyond our memory of what we think and know and create something new for ourselves? And then the last two items to support this, we got two off the fine-tuning chart. And this was desire to suffer. So a lot of this is around this unconscious desire to suffer that we have. So that was being cleared. And then blocks to the creative force. So being able to create our bodies anew, being able to imagine how they were meant to function, how they truly are before that fall from grace.